present the Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
96.9 FM and KVOE.com. Today, Chuck Samples, your host from the Lyon County History Center, as Unbound has descended upon Emporia, Kansas, and later further south as the route goes this year through Madison and Eureka before coming back. XL riders are going to be launching here within 4 hours, believe it or not, and everybody else is launching within the next 20 hours, really 18 hours in downtown Emporia, and we're glad that you're joining us here today as the riders in the 200 and the other lengths check in here today. It's going to be a fun next 48 hours to the 72 hours here in Emporia with Unbound. And we're starting off our program here today by letting you know that our Talk of Emporia is brought to you by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. Newman Regional Health. Also here today by First Christian Church. All are welcome. Have a place at the table of love at First Christian Church. And by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Still offering convenient carryout and curbside services for you. It's Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about to meet. It's getting busy here on the third floor. This is where the 200 riders and the 100 riders are checking in. Treva Worrell, who is with Unbound Gravel, is joining us to get us kick-started here today. Treva, good morning. Happy Friday.
Wow, it's Friday? Yes, it's Friday.
What day of the week is it again?
I know, right? Oh, I could tell it's Friday because we're getting excited here at Packet Pickup.
Yeah, well, for folks that have not been up on the first floor, they haven't been up to the third floor yet, to kind of take in the atmosphere, describe what we're seeing here right now.
Well, it's actually my favorite part of the event. It's basically where the riders get to come in, get their packets, their bike plates, their t-shirt, their swag bag. It's this excitement of seeing their name on their bike plate. So everyone comes up. It's fun. They bring the family. Obviously, here we have some kids and stuff.
Oh, no doubt.
Then they get to go join at the expo for all the activities going on across the street. There's some shakeout rides that looks like they're coming back now, so we're going to start to pick up here. We had about a little over 1,000 people in yesterday because we did open up packet pickup on Thursday. So we're looking at maybe a little over 2,000 to come and pick up today.
Still, my goodness. Yeah. And it really, the you mentioned here about the shakeout rides and what we're seeing here on third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Things really started picking up just within the last 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. See, they're coming down the street now, coming back from their shakeout rides. So they'll come in to get their packet. It's kind of like a routine for them every year. They know exactly what they want to do, and then they'll head over to the expo and then start to settle down because it's time to get hydrated and be ready for tomorrow.
Absolutely. Speaking of the schedule, we mentioned here, generally speaking, XL takes off here this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The Unbound All Things Gravel Expo underway now, two full blocks of vendors. I mean, just that itself, huge growth here.
Expo. Oh my gosh. Anybody can come down here and like find something that's exciting just to hang out. They hand out swag. There's giveaways. There's food, actual food truck, the beer garden, something for everyone here.
Now, with the heavy rainfall that we've seen last week, and it sounds like there's going to be more rainfall to come, although the rainfall amounts may not be as huge this weekend as versus 1 to 6 inches of rain that we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But it sounds like there were some adjustments here specifically for the longer distance riders just to make sure that even though, you know, they get the experience, but everybody's still safe.
Yes, exactly. We did down in Greenwood County have some water crossings that were out, so we definitely, or creeks that were out, so we definitely needed to do the reroute. The only reroute that we have so far is that we only have will be XL and 200. Actually extended a little bit, I believe. XL, I believe, now I'm sitting here trying to remember which one it was. Ben and I were just talking about it. But actually, the XL, I think that it might have taken away a little bit. 200 is right at 200 now, though. It did take definitely some away from that. XL, I don't think that it took away from. I think it stayed the same now that I think about it. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Hope I didn't excite anybody out there. But just if you're riding the 200 or the XL or you know someone that is, just check out our website. They should have also received an email. And then also our social media, we would have sent out the links to download that. Or they could go over to Garmin and see them at the expo and they can get help downloading that.
Good deal. We focus so much on the ride, but let's talk about the efforts here to organize the support side of things. I mean, the volunteers that you've got up here just on third floor, you know, the other floors here at the History Center.
Wow.
Making sure that, you know, your different partners, the vendors at the All Things Expo here a block away. Talk a little bit about that effort to make sure that everything moves as smoothly as it has here so far.
So at Lifetime, we definitely love our volunteers. We pride ourselves. I mean, I have several events all around the U.S., but I cannot tell you how much the community and volunteers come out for Emporia. It's nothing like, I mean, nowhere else. I mean, this is literally like the best town for volunteers. Everyone loves it. We have probably over 500 volunteers through the cross the event, like the expo, the checkpoints, the groups that come in. We have several groups that come in and we donate money back to their cause. So with all of that, that's like over 500 volunteers that we have. But all I hear from Lifetime staff that comes from other areas are like, oh my gosh, you guys, these are the best volunteers. They're just ready to work. They're ready to get out there. What do you want me to do next? So we definitely have the best here. I will always say that we always have the best here in Emporia.
Right. Trevor World joining us with Unbound, and that kind of leads to, you know, the fact that we have, you know, the culture here over the last 20 years. Unbound has helped to set that culture in place where, you know, it's not one of those things where it's brand new for people and they don't realize what goes into an event here. With Emporia, the size that it is, and Unbound continuing to grow, you know, locally, nationwide, internationally, people know what to expect. They know how to help out.
Oh, yeah. And so, like, again, I bring up staff that comes in. They don't quite understand what they're going to be seeing come tomorrow with the shoot. So not only do we have the community that helps putting it together, being a volunteer, but they also have, they're lining up these streets to come and party and celebrate and cheer on these riders to make it that rock star experience. So it's, we keep hearing this rumor about this event going somewhere, but they don't, that will never happen. The community makes this event. We will never take it out of Emporia because Emporia is, it's the Flint Hills, it's the community. We have everything we need here. So I'm telling you, stop with that rumor. It's not going anywhere. We love Emporia. We're not leaving. We have our local team here. We're here to stay.
Awesome. Treva, I'll let you get back over just a couple of doors down because you've got a lot of people to process in and get them situated and ready to go. But really appreciate your time here with us this morning and can't wait to see how Unbound unfolds here the next 2 days.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right, Treva Worrell, Athlete Services Director with Unbound Gravel joining us. We'll take our first break here on the Talk of Emporia today. It is now 11:16 on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Talk of Emporia today brought to you by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. That's Newman Regional Health.
Are you a local student pursuing a degree in the healthcare field or know someone who is? The Newman Regional Health Volunteers are currently accepting scholarship applications from area students for the 2022-2023 school year. More information can be found at newmanrh.org/scholarships or call 620-343-6800, extension 22525. There has never been a more important time to choose a career in healthcare, and the Newman Regional Health Volunteers want to help you get there.
The Emporia Farmers Market.
Is everything in place?
Twice a week. Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings in the parking lot at 7th and Merchant.
Go.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Grown, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Talk of Emporia continues on 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com. Lyon County History Center is where we are here this morning with Unbound check-in taking place. The XL Riders launching in less than 4 hours. The other ride lengths are all launching tomorrow. And remember, it's the staggered start times in downtown Emporia starting around 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. We have riders near, we have riders far, and among the farthest coming in is Luke Leibritz, who's coming in from the Netherlands here today.
I am.
Luke, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show, and thanks for having us in Emporia. It's been a really warm bar so far.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. Well, let's talk about, I know your time is short. You're going to have to head off a couple other places, but talk a little bit about what brings you to Emporia here for Unbound, the 200-mile ride, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah. So in the Netherlands, a lot of people cycle, but they use like city bikes only. Well, you have some racing going on, but when you consider the hype of gravel and the growth and the popularity of gravel and off-road racing, then there's actually there are more and more events coming in the world, but there's only one that's the most well-known. It's the biggest, and that's Unbound. And about half a year ago, well, actually 2 years ago, we heard of Unbound for the first time. And right then it was just like, it was mesmerizing. It's long, it's far. For us from the Netherlands, it's exotic. It's in the States. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to pick a flight to go on a bike ride. And about 6 months out, we decided to go for it. And it's been a dream come true that we actually made it here. And so we're here in the States solely for Emporia and Unbound.
Now, it sounds like you came to the States a little bit earlier and had a ride in Colorado. How did that go?
Well, it was a rocky ride, so
a little bit different terrain, right?
Bit different terrain. So we woke up one day before we had a race there at Colorado. It was in Elbert, which is close to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Beautiful scenery. We were hosted by Mads Gravel, which is an event. It was hosted at a scout ranch, like from Boy Scouts America, I believe.
Really?
So it was this beautiful, like idyllic place. But 24 hours before the race, we actually woke up in the Netherlands at 20 meters below sea level, which is where we live.
Mm-hmm.
So then racing at 6,000 feet, it was tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. What got you into cycling just in general? Is it just basically the culture in the Netherlands that, the people just jump in and cycle from a very early age?
That's perfectly said. It's I also spoke yesterday with Molly Cameron on a podcast of Wahoo.
Yeah.
And we discussed the same. So I didn't ever like start cycling. It's just what you learn as a, what would that be like if you're 3 or 4, like are you still a toddler? I don't know the words yet.
Yeah,
are you a toddler?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you would learn on a small bike with like side wheels, but everyone does it. It's you first go to kindergarten from like 2 to 4. Somewhere there you learn to cycle, and after cycling you go swimming, but learning how to cycle is just, it's in the system. And then you go by bicycle to school, to elementary school, because most people live around the elementary schools, and you just cycle with your mom and you cycle to school, or you cycle to your hockey field or to your football field, and it's just all around us. And sometimes going abroad you also notice that cycling abroad is really like a sport, where I already rode my bike for 20 years before I started considering it as a sport.
Okay.
Which is a small difference, but...
Yeah. Right, right. Talk about what you're seeing here. You know, this is, it sounds like your first time with Unbound.
Yeah.
Talk about what you're seeing downtown Emporia right now, and kind of what your race experience has been getting ready for the race itself here tomorrow.
So what I'm seeing here is like, it feels like a huge festival. So I've been going to music festivals since I was young. I like jazz. I like also like electronic music, but a lot. But what I see here is a combination of passion, people going all in. I mean, there's so many, the cars, the bikes, everything is prepped around the cycling. You hosting a radio show about cycling. It's all, and it feels. I mean, Netherlands is supposed to be like a cycling country. Well, this feels like the cycling center of the universe right now, and I think it is.
And if memory serves me correctly, there's been an infusion of Dutch cyclists over the last, I want to say, 3 to 5 years here in Emporia, and there's kind of a tradition already built up here. You guys always seem to do well when you're here.
Yeah, well, maybe it's also because, so we need to come from the other side of the world. So you're only going to come for two reasons. Or it's to experience the event, or it's to really race and try to win it.
Right.
So, for example, us, we're with the two of us. So my colleague is here, and he is actually going to try to win. He trained up to this. We did this bike campaign with the most aero gravel bike in the world, with the fastest gravel packs. So the farther you go out, the more reason you need, because it obviously it's not the cheapest holiday ever. And my wife is sitting at home, so I have to explain something to her.
Right.
So yeah, but the Dutch is, I mean, we ride our bikes, and gravel is relatively new. So I think that's also a reason of a sort of lately influx of Dutch people here, mm-hmm. because we just we just recently discovered gravel.
And you mentioned here about the equipment. There's a lot of folks who are casual riders. There's observers like myself. There's a fair amount of people who are really serious about the sport here locally, although they don't maybe go to the 200 level. So talk about the equipment that you're bringing in here. And you mentioned here about how aerodynamic this is. Talk a little bit about how your equipment that you're bringing in here is going to really help you guys out.
Okay, thank you. So it's a long race, and it's a one-day stage. It's a one-day race. There are going to be hills, but it's not like mountain bike single track. So you can decide on what bike you'll bring. That's a really luxurious position that we're in. So we actually have, like, we have a road bike, and we have a really fast gravel bike, and we have more like an adventure rig. So, for example, last week I had a five-day bike pack from Germany to the Netherlands, and I brought some packs, and it's more about comfort. But here it's a race situation. So we're riding the Ridley Kanzo Fast. It's already in the name. It's fast. It's the fastest aero gravel bike in the world, wind tunnel tested. And riding a lot of adventures, we also carry packs a lot of time.
Okay.
So my job is actually a content creator, and we create content from the bike. So we're not vlogging, but we're filming the scenery to give other people an impression on how it is at that spot, and then other tourists would come to that region to cycle as well.
Okay.
So we're carrying these packs to carry a drone, a GoPro, that kind of stuff, mechanics. But we always carry them, and packs are seen as utility. And we taught together with Ridley and Apidura, how can we make this utility actually be an addition to the bike on such a long race as Unbound? Because you're going to be in the saddle for a long time. Even if you finish first, it's going to be like a lot of hours.
12, 13 hours if you're lucky.
So Ridley and Apidura combined forces, did a lot of wind tunnel testing, a lot of product development, and they came up with these packs. And we're at the expo today still. And these packs make the bike actually 17 watts faster, less drag, on 40 k's an hour. And it might seem little, but if you're running in with the front of the guys, that's like saving you 6% effort compared to the other ones.
Well, and so that adds up over time, doesn't it?
And if you train up properly, then 6% can be—it's more than a margin. Fun fact for all those riding with or without hydration packs: if you actually add an hydration pack to your bag, you're 5 watts faster. So that's a free tip from us. Ride a hydration pack. It might not look sweet as possible, but it's making your ride easier.
Good deal. Last question for you before I let you go and get you kind of in the proper mindset here for Unbound tomorrow. What's your game plan for tomorrow, especially given the fact that we've had a lot of rain, possibility of more coming up here in just a little bit?
Thanks for asking. Good question. So we have decided last minute, based on some local advice actually, to ride slick tires.
Okay.
We thought of slick tires before, but we thought, with the gravel you can't ride slicks. But what we learned is that the mud is actually very sticky, and that it builds up to your frame. So local legends here on the bike, they said, you should ride slicks because then the mud doesn't attach to your tires and to your frame. We're going to try to stay hydrated, so we use some proper hydration fuel. It's called Martin. But just energize, keep pace. It's a long race, and we are definitely going to win it in the middle and in the last part. So we've been training on when 75% is already fell off the back. That's where it's going to happen.
Okay, great. Luke, really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow on the 200.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Luke Leibert's joining us here on Talk.
Luke Leibert's joining us on Talk of Emporia here today from the Netherlands. And we will take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia. We'll be chatting with Ruben Lopez, who's coming in from Chicago, as we continue our Talk of Emporia here in just a little bit. Talk of Emporia at 1127 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Still offering convenient carryout and curbside service. It's Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about the meat. And by First Christian Church, where all are welcome and have a place at the table of love.
Are you looking for a warm, welcoming church home? You are invited to join us at First Christian Church at 202 East 12th Avenue on Sunday mornings at 10:40 for worship or on Facebook. God's welcome is wide, and you are welcome at the table of the Lord and at First Christian Church Emporia.
Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue wants you to know how much they truly appreciate your business and look forward to you stopping by for some tender, juicy, fall-off-the-bone ribs or enjoying the best smoked meats in the Flint Hills. Bobby D's is open 11 to 8 Monday through Saturday. Dine in at 607 Merchant or call 620-342-1990 for convenient carryout or curbside service. And check out their new specials on Facebook. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat.
All the latest sports news with Greg Ray, 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Talk of Emporia continues and wrapping up here on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM Emporia at 1128 here this morning. And again, we are at the Lyon County History Center as we continue observing the mass of humanity that's in and out of the building. Unbound Gravel bringing 4,000 riders, the way it sounds, or at least that's the current projection here for Emporia, with all the races involved. And we're pleased to have right now with us Ruben Lopez, who's joining us from Chicago, Illinois. Ruben, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm feeling really good. How are you?
Good. Okay. You're in the 100. What's bringing you to Emporia here this time around?
Yeah, so I kind of reached out to Lifetime, and I saw that they had a charity event in order to kind of participate here. And I thought it was great because it kind of tied my interests together with, like, you know, doing riding a bicycle for a good cause. I thought that was excellent. And it's my first race ever, so I just thought, you know, why not? Like, it's for something good, and it's something that's really world known.
Cool. Talk about what got you started in cycling just in general.
Yeah, my parents were really strict when I was growing up, and it turned out that when I finally got a hint of freedom, the first form of transportation that I got my hands on was a bicycle.
Really?
And yeah, so I mean, as soon as I got that opportunity, I definitely just found the nearest trail and I rode it until my legs fell off, pretty much.
Wow. Talk a little bit about what it's like to be on a bike for you, given, you know, given the fact that you have that foundation of personal freedom that you got started with. What is it like on the bike when you've been riding earlier this year, and also maybe bring in some of the experiences you've had while you've been on a bike?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something that's so different from real life, you know, and it's such a nice break when I can really just find myself connected to the world. You know, I don't really get a lot of that when everything around me in real life is just moving so fast all at once, and it's really hard to take a breather. But, you know, biking for me is a place where I can just take that big breath, and I love it. You know, it's it never fails me. Sometimes I'm like, man, when am I going to get sick of this? And I've not reached that point yet, and I actually don't see it anytime soon.
That's cool. Is this your first, like, significant gravel ride, or have you done gravel in the past?
This is my first gravel race. I've ridden on gravel before, okay. Just never for, you know, the sake of, you know, time or, you know. But for this time, I'm just going to try to – we'll just try to finish it and enjoy it, you know what I mean? And,
right.
That's pretty much no expectations here. It's just all a good time, yeah.
What have people told you about Unbound, or what have you, you know – either here or just kind of, you know, got you interested in Unbound? What have people told you about that, and what have you found out about the Unbound experience, at least to this point?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people talk about, you know, what a lot of people really mention what the whole race will do to your tires and how it makes you feel, because it's just bumpy along the way. A lot of people really bring out, you know, what the grueling aspect, but they always top it off with, like, just being here with people that are like-minded and sharing that experience and that, you know, that discomfort on the field, just feeling it together. It's just like empowering in that form. You know, it's really beautiful to
cool
hear
deal.
About.
Yeah. Cool deal. Talk a little bit about too, kind of what you're seeing here. It sounds like this is your first time here in Emporia.
Yeah.
The experience, you know, that you've had in town here so far this week, what you're seeing outside of the History Center right now, and kind of how that gets you in the right mindset and gets you jazzed up here for tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I mean, there's you can't look anywhere outside of the window and not see a bike right now. And you just know that everyone who's on this bike, they're just having a great time. And it's so community-based, and it's so nice to see Emporia be a part of it, because Emporia is just like this beautiful little town in the middle of Kansas, and it's just such a nice change of pace from everything else, and it's really exciting to be a part of.
Cool. Know,
especially for the first time.
Good deal. Ruben Lopez joining us again from Chicago, Illinois, as talk of Emporia continues here today. Now, you and I were talking really briefly before we took the air here this morning, and you were talking about some of the experiences that you've had while on a bike. Some of the travel conditions or sleeping conditions and things like that. You know, here the race is, generally speaking, it's, you know, temperatures have been anywhere from the mid-70s, which I think is pretty close to what we'll see tomorrow, to 95 degrees and steam bath conditions. Yeah. Talk about some of the different racing conditions that you've gone through, and give folks a perspective of what it's like on, you know, way out in the field on the road for folks that just kind of see Unbound coming in and Unbound going out.
Yeah, you know, luckily, you know, in terms of what Unbound is, it's pretty, the weather is pretty diverse year by year. You can never really predict it exactly. But that's just the nature of, you know, of the ride. And I've personally been riding across the country for the past couple months. And, I mean, weather conditions, when you're out there, it can range from, you know, riding in like 15 degrees to, you know, hitting 100 in Florida. And it's, you know, it's pros and cons all day. But right. At the end of the day, it's about being in the saddle and really pushing through and, you know, just feeling outside. And it's great.
What do you expect here from the ride tomorrow, especially given, you know, the first time you've had or we've had anywhere from an inch to 6 inches of rainfall here across our coverage area over the past week or so? And there's, it sounds like a little bit more is coming up here this weekend.
Yeah. The rain's just going to add another layer of interest on the field. And a lot of people who've been training or have been a part of it are going to be surviving a little bit better than most, you know. But it'll definitely whip you into shape, you know, being a part of it. Rain or not, it's just such a different experience from just casually riding. So I'm sure, you know, anyone who signed up has probably read about it and is equally as excited for the changes and the, you know, just the race.
Outstanding. Well, really appreciate you joining us here, Ruben. Thanks for waiting here, too, as well as we had a couple of other interviews coming in. And
yeah.
I will wish you the best of luck here
Thank
for tomorrow
you.
Because we also want to welcome you to Emporia and hope you have a great time while you're here.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Ruben Lopez joining us. And before we wrap things up here on the talk of Emporia today, we're going to bring in, I believe, Pearlie Spovary is going to be joining us here in just a second. Pearlie is coming in to us from Rifle, Colorado. Pearlie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excited.
Good. Oh, well, what has you excited? I've got to, let me go ahead and shake your hand for one, and then we go ahead and crank this up just
okay.
Okay, there we go. Pearlie, what has you excited about Unbound here 2022?
It's my first time.
First time in
in Euphoria.
Okay.
First time on gravel. And in Kansas.
Really? Okay.
And it will be my first time racing.
Okay.
A gravel race.
Good deal. And Steven's joining us here, too, as well. Steven, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. What has you excited to be here in Emporia this weekend?
Just the energy of the event. This is, you know, probably the biggest gravel race possibly in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So to come to a small town like this and share a common interest is just really fun to see everybody out and enjoying themselves.
Awesome. Pearlie, what got you guys interested in Unbound and coming to Emporia here, and especially this year?
For me, there's just too many things. I don't
really
even know where to begin. I follow a lot of elite athletes, and I'm inspired by the endurance they can tolerate and just everything. So this year, what inspired me was just getting a new bike. That started it.
Really?
So last year, I bought a gravel bike, and I said, I'm going to do a gravel race. I don't know which one.
Right.
So I signed up Unbound and saw if I got lucky with the lottery, and I said, I'm going big, but not big as in XL. Big as in 200.
Yet, right?
And I got in, and I had to let my job know, hey, I can't be here the last day of school.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to Kansas. I'm just excited. I'm lost for words. The people, the energy, just everything. It's a good thing. It's good being here because there's a lot of crazy people like me.
Hey, we're not going to say you're crazy.
Crazy to suffer the Flint Hills, the chunky gravel, all these good things we hear. It's just like draws crazy people together. Like happy crazy. I don't know. There's a difference with crazy, I suppose.
And you're going to do the 200.
Yes.
And Stephen, you're doing the 50.
I'm doing the 50.
Okay. I've got to ask, what's kind of got you guys thinking about the different lengths involved? And Stephen, I wanted to talk with you first about just kind of
so, being involved. Yeah, 50 is not really, you know, much of a challenge for me. We ride 50 miles all the time. For me, it was just, you know, Pearlie wanted to do this event, and I thought, well, if I'm coming along, why don't I do something?
Right.
And the bigger distances, you know, I've got some back injuries that, you know, when I get it, I've raced longer distance before, and when I started getting over 100, it gets a little bit painful. So
gotcha.
I think for me, I picked a fun event. So the 50 is not necessarily a race. It's just a fun ride. And I think that that's what I'm here is just to have fun with everybody. And so, yeah, I think, and just to support Pearlie. So she's, you know, she comes from a history of even doing Ironman triathlon and some serious distance stuff. So that is, so, you know, it's when you're married to someone who's into that kind of stuff, you just kind of join along. So she said, hey, I want to get a gravel bike. And I said, well, maybe I'll get one too. And the nice thing I find with gravel is, you know, we come from a road cycling background. We met road cycling. And I think that transition to gravel, it's just safer getting off the road. And, you know, we did a ride here in Ottawa this morning and just, you know, whipped out 20 miles or so. And it's just these farm roads and just the outdoors. It's just wonderful. It's just a great time. So
sounds like you've had already a kind of a breathtaking experience being here.
Yeah, it's different. You know, I mean, every community, every different landscape, you know, we're, you know, from Colorado where we can see out great distance. Here you only see to the next hill, but it's so green and lush, and so we can appreciate the environment, that, you know, the little things. And that's something when you're racing, you know, when you're really in a competitive realm, sometimes you forget to look around. And that's kind of what, you know, maybe if the 50 is great for me, then maybe I'll, you know, bump up to the 100. But,
right,
you know, being over 50, I'm really not there anymore at that level where, you know, although I'm sure I'll find a group of guys to ride with on the ride. And in any distance, really, you just find your pace. And I think it's really more about competing with yourself anyway in the long run.
Cool.
But we're all about doing things, you know, just to stay healthy.
Right.
And that's why, again, we're here just to focus on what things can we do, you know, into our later years that are going to keep us healthy.
Cool deal. And probably, yeah, too, it sounds like, you know, with the triathlon experience, you've got a foundation that a lot of other riders here simply don't have. Mm-hmm. So how do you plan to maybe utilize that training foundation here, granted that this is a thoroughly new experience for you?
I'm going to go back. I actually do reflect back on what got me into triathlon. I wanted to go the distance. I wanted to explore different environments on two wheels or two legs.
Yep.
And that's why I call it being crazy, because my friends ask, why can't you just drive there?
And did you get a lot of questions like
that? I did, or ride your motorcycle, because I used to have a motorcycle, but I felt like being on my two wheels is on road, like, you know, is safer. So, yeah, I'm going to go back into that mentality of I just want to enjoy every mile, it's one step at a time, and enjoy the people along the way, the volunteers, just embrace Euphoria, Kansas. I've heard way too many good things. I just want to soak it in and finish.
Finish is the big thing,
isn't it? I've never ridden 200 miles in less than 24 hours, and I hope that's... I hope I finish.
Awesome. Guys, before I let you go, what are you expecting about the course tomorrow? And kind of what is your plan of quote-unquote attack here for what you're going to have? Pearlie, I'll start with you. What are you expecting here, especially considering it's muddy in a lot of places and you could wind up getting some more along the way?
Packcraft. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of, I think, maybe once or twice. That's it.
Today?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good thing we don't have to
Hopefully
use
you
one.
Don't have to use a pack raft and float across the crossing.
There are some low water crossings, I think, that are still they're slow, but I think there are underwater still.
You know, my plan is honestly to take off. I'm not going to ride my bike through that. The reason is because I hate sounds that squeak, squeak, squeak. Mm-hmm. Like you know, my derailleur and all that.
We're used to peanut butter mud, so if it's any... Like, already it seems like a more sandy base. So if it's what we were kind of looking at in places today when we did our ride, it and I'm not saying it can't be bad. Mud can be bad anytime, but
right.
but I think we'll be okay.
I got a painter's stick.
Yeah,
help clear things up.
I'm gonna use that.
Right?
Yeah. I've got a little spatula that I have from my kitchen. I'm just gonna pack that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pretend I'm making some cookies or something.
Sounds like a smart plan. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Best of luck to both.
And I really hope you guys enjoy your time here.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, thank you
so much.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you so much. Really
pleasure
appreciate it.
Pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, Pearlie and Stephen Smova rejoining us here today on the Talk of Emporia. And that's going to wrap it up here for us this morning. It is 11:43. Don't forget that Unbound is going to launch the XL, anyways, 3 o'clock this afternoon, 6th and Mechanic. The staggered start times begin a little after 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for all other rides in downtown Emporia. The All Things Gravel Expo fired up 2 full blocks of vendors and other activities over there in the 600, 700 blocks of Mechanic. And don't forget that downtown is going to be hopping tomorrow all day into the wee hours of Sunday morning with all the different activities taking place, the block party. The typical festive atmosphere, as only Emporia knows how to do it, here for Unbound Gravel 2022. That wraps up Talk of Emporia with Scott Hayes. I'm Chuck Samples. Thank you for joining us here on Talk of Emporia today. You're listening to KVUE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM Emporia, and KVUE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
Live and local. 1400 AM KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.
Companies added.